on the phone, a guest this morning, and here he is. His name is Chris Wagner. He is from Kiwi Cash. How are you this morning, Chris?
Yeah, good.
Great.
Thank you.
Now, you're setting up quite an interesting thing. Kiwi Cash is about infrastructure around our campgrounds throughout the country and, in fact, throughout the Hurunui district. Do you want to tell us a bit about what Kiwi Camp actually is?
Yeah, so we're a New Zealand company and we started in Marlborough. I'm actually from Christchurch myself and have spent a lot of my youth up the Hurunui River.
Right.
So, yeah, what we're doing is we're trying to make camping easy. Basically, removing the need for people to carry multiple coins and removing the cost of actually having to man a site office.
Ah.
So we work with a lot of local community groups and councils.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we've got basically a platform where people can pay for what they use only,
mm-hmm.
and which reduces costs and basically helps income and helps drive people to the sites.
Yeah. So it sort of means, you know, when you go camping and you need to pay for the shower and the laundry and the barbecue and all that kind of thing, you don't need to actually take cash. You can just put it on an app. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, I mean, there's been a lot of, we've seen recently a lot of banks closing, and especially smaller towns.
Yes.
And for the campground operators, what do you do with a whole bunch of $2 coins? And for the camp users, how do you get them? Do you stop at the local dairy and it's another job when you're just trying to have your holiday?
It's true. Yeah, great. So what sort of campgrounds are you in and around Hurunui?
So we've done a whole lot of community group campsites, Colverton, Scargill, Waikari, and these are kind of sites that have always been around.
Yes.
And the systems to run it, they're run by community group members, and it's, you know, it's hard to find staff to be able to do it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like, you know, advertising and getting the word out there about these Hurunui, these smaller sites. How do you do it on an individual basis to get tourists into the area?
Mm-hmm.
And using our platform, we've got about 40,000 people using it across the country. So we can tell every single person when they're coming down that way or even before they get there to come and enjoy the Hurunui area and maybe get off the beaten track a wee bit.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's they are off the Hurunui River mouth and Waikare Scargill. You've got Culverton and Amberley Beach too, so they're not, they are off the beaten track a little bit. They're not the most popular ones to go to, which is fantastic if you're trying to go get away from everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, I mean, North Canterbury on a good day is sort of, I don't know, one of the best places in New Zealand. So to be able to get people to be able to come out and actually enjoy those smaller towns and be able to, you know, spend money locally and to be able to see the local attractions, I think, really cool.
So how do we sign up for Kiwi Cash?
So there's two ways to do it. You can do it on the internet,
mm-hmm.
Which is just kiwicash.nz, or the better way to do it is to download the app. So how it works is that when somebody comes in, they download the app and they put in all their information, which you would normally do at a sign-in book at a campsite. It's a bit of a pain, but you only have to do it once, and then it's stored on there for all the sites across the country. And then you can top up your accounts with a credit card or a debit card, and then use your key to be able to get into gates and to use showers and laundry, etc.
Right. Sounds like a great idea. And, okay, so what is the app called? Is it called Kiwi Cash?
The app's called Kiwi Cash, yeah. It's a little kiwi with a dollar sign in the middle of it. Looks
right.
Like a road sign.
Okay, so you can get that on your smartphone, and that you also have a website as well. Is it kiwicamp.nz?
Yeah. Kiwicamp.nz, and to sign up, it's kiwicash.nz.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks so much for having a chat, and I'm sure you're going to have a very busy summer.
Yes, hopefully.
All right, Chris Wagner, setting up Kiwi Cash around the country, so make sure you have a look and download that app now so that you can get access to those great campsites throughout the country for minimum fuss.
Compass FM. Mark Hansen and Burke from the Christchurch band One Drop Nation. Good afternoon, guys.
How you going, all the team? How are we?
Great to have you on. Well, thanks for taking the time to come out and have a chat with us here in North Canterbury. First of all, I guess, tell us a little bit about the background of the band.
Well, One Drop originated probably 12, 13 years ago now. We spent about 6 years together. Then we went on a bit of a hiatus for about 4 or 5 years. Then all of a sudden, just a phone call from Kane, our number one, our lead singer. He called one day and just said he wants to put One Drop back together, and we were keen. And most of us boys, we're all on board. So we jumped on. That was about a year and a half to 2 years ago now.
Yeah, and started 2022.
Yeah, started 2022.
That's fantastic. So it's a positive story, because often bands, when they do disperse, that's it. You don't get the band together. But
Great
that you guys have, because obviously everyone's quite keen to continue as a group. So what would you say your musical style was? How would you describe it?
Well,
it's sort of very song to song. You know, there's a lot of different influences there. But if you were sort of an overall thing, kind of that rootsy.
Rootsy, New Zealand rootsy sort of feel, you know. But as I said, like, as when we write songs, it's just we write what we feel, and it doesn't necessarily have to be strictly that genre. But we generally rootsy New Zealand roots.
And would it be fair to say everyone contributes to the songs? Does everyone have a go at writing?
Yeah. 80% of the time, I think that there's a couple of times where a couple of the boys singularly will, especially like for the likes of Darren, our keyboard player. The bro comes to the table with some pretty cool songs that he will write and then bring them to the band, and then we'll create around it and, you know, sort of thing. So
add the resource.
So the keyboardist is kind of like an ideas guy, and then you build from there.
Well, he'll come forward with a song. Kane may come forward with a song, or one of the other boys, you know, we just, most of the time we'll do writing together to create the song, but sometimes an idea can be brought forward from one of the members if we need to, you know.
Oh, of course, yeah. So you, how often do you rehearse? How often do you get together?
Oh, try to do it weekly.
Weekly?
Yeah, at least once a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we'll get together, you know, second time a week just to catch up for meetings and what's happening, and, you know, plan the next 6 months or the next 3 months or...
Well, I can imagine it must be hard to get a space. Do you have a dedicated rehearsal space?
Yeah, my place.
What do the neighbours think about that?
We do it pretty clever. We do what's called silent rehearsals.
Okay.
So it's all through, headphones, cans, that kind of stuff. So the only thing the neighbours and other people need to hear is Kane singing.
Electronic drum kit, you know, hooked up the headphones. Mm. So it's just...
So we do a lot of writing that way and rehearsing that way. Sometimes we'll just disappear for a weekend or two, hire a house somewhere, take off.
I was going to say, because a lot of creativity happens in that rehearsal time, doesn't it?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you get your ideas from.
Yeah.
Now, a little bird tells me you have a new album coming out.
Yes, we do.
Now, when is that going to be released?
13th of October.
Just around the corner, mate.
The first album was released about this time roughly last year.
Okay.
So the new album coming out is titled A Moment in Time, 13 track album. A few singles have been released so far, but the main single with the album is coming up very, very soon.
So this is your second album that's coming out?
This is the second album,
So people can still get a hold of the first album.
Yeah, the first album.
Absolutely.
And what was the name of the first album?
The first album, self-titled, One Drop Nation. Available on Spotify and all streaming platforms. Yeah. You know, like, follow, share, please.
Support. Definitely check that out. Now, before we went to air, you said that you've got a pretty chocker schedule over the next few months. Tell us about. First of all, where's the next gig in Christchurch?
The next gig in Christchurch.
The next gig for us is a bit of a special one, because it's an album listening party we're putting on. Rather than putting on a big show for the release of the album, we're a limited amount of people. It's at Milton Street Substation in Christchurch.
Yep.
On the 7th of October, which is next Saturday
next
night.
Saturday night, yeah.
Tickets are still available through Ticket Fairy. But it's a real intimate sort of show. We're going to play a few few acoustic tracks, but it's mainly sort of an album listening party. We'll have a DJ playing that kind of stuff. We're going to put on some food and beverages for everybody.
Like some behind the scenes of the making of the album. And
Excellent. Just a relaxed, laid back atmosphere and just close-knit people.
No, and so okay, tell us about the rest of the summer. What else is on the
well list? We've got Rhythm and Elves,
a few festivals.
That's always a popular one.
Things like that going on. We've got the Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue, we're booked in on the 24th of January. I think that one is just double check that, but 24th of January, I'm pretty sure. There's a few Beer Fest following up from that.
We've got Christchurch Beer Fest,
Then we've got the North Canterbury Wine and Food Fest,
fabulous
Fritter Fest in Whangarei. We've got some travelling and we're busy boys over the summertime, but we're really looking forward to getting on the road and playing some live shows.
So when you're on the road, do you all share a vehicle or you drive your own? Do you know, you got a bus, I'm thinking, or
vans, planes, trains.
Well, you have to take all your gear with you, so I can imagine there's quite a bit of stuff to cart around.
We definitely I mean, if you're doing the festival circuit, though, it's pretty good. Usually most of the back line's applied.
So
just take essentials. For me, it's cymbals, snare drum, kick drum, sticks, on the way.
Of course. And, of course, Rhythm, you mentioned Rhythm and Alps. Now, that was a big destination for people from North Canterbury. They love to go down to that. And that's an overnighter, two nights, I believe.
Two nights. The 30th and 31st.
30th and 31st. So a great way to spend New Year's Eve. And you can actually get to see these boys from the Christchurch band, One Draw, playing with some pretty big names. Who else is on the plane?
Fat Freddy's Dropper playing New Year's Eve down there with us. Benny, Ocean Alley. I'd say check out the Facebook page. There's a big list of artists over 2 days.
And I would suggest if you're going to go down to this, get your tickets now. They do sell out very quick.
Very quickly.
And it is a great couple of days away. It really is. Very, very nice. Well, Mark and Berg, thank you so much for coming into the studio this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Looking forward to hearing more about you guys, and I dare say I think there's a bit of success on the horizon for you. I really do.
Yes, things are on the roll for the good, mate. Absolutely. And we're excited for what's coming next. We'd love to talk about more of what's coming up, but there's some things we just have to keep to ourselves
just yet. Yeah, so check out their first album on Spotify now, and the new release coming out.
Moment in Time is the album, the name of the album.
Yeah, 13th of October.
Meanwhile, what we're going to do in closing, we're going to play One Drop Nation's Groove Show. Now, tell us a little bit about this track. You said it was your first.
It was the first single off the first album.
First single we released off the first album, this one. So this one was released over a year ago now, but don't worry, Compass listeners, we are updating Compass FM with some new material as well.
I know that they've sent us a couple of tracks. Unfortunately, I don't have access to them. I'm going to see if I can get them this afternoon, because so stay tuned the next hour. If I can get a hold of them, we'll put them on, and you can get to listen to something else that One Drop Nation have put together. So here for you is One Drop Nation Groove Show. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Keep your eyes out
for this group. I think they're on the up and up. They really are. 23 minutes to one at Compass FM.
the thunder, rocking till the sun's up. We never wanna come back down. So take your mind off and vibe out with one drop down me tonight. Welcome to the Groove Show, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody move your feet, yeah, yeah. I love it when the locals will be feeling our vibe. This is history in the making tonight, yeah, yeah. We jamming live, yeah, yeah.
Compass FM.